This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
You said that like we weren't still recording.
I'm not doing it.
Do it.
I'm not doing it.
It's called tradition. Do it.
Christmas show. It's a Christmas show.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm really not doing it. I literally was like, am I going to write new lyrics to this year? And I said... I've got enough shit going on in my life.
You didn't just like have a newborn or anything. No, you can't write an entire hook.
This two-time mother is just here singing and rapping about Christmas.
And not, you know, conversational lyrics.
Welcome to the Christmas show, baddies. Boy, do we have a fun show for you. You know what I realized? This has become our tradition.
This is our tradition.
Like, it's awesome.
As much, it's Alan's most hated tradition, but other than our birthday show.
Christmas show is the Christmas show. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it last year. Like, this is our third year of, like, Trey's holiday sex tips.
Oh, yes.
You know?
She texts me last night and goes, like, the rundown of the show for today, and I was, like, not even acknowledging that one of the things was Tracy's sex tip.
So I'm not so bothered.
Desensitized.
Is it third year or is this fourth year?
I think it's fourth.
Disturbing.
I think it's fourth. I'm so desensitized by the things Jess makes me say and do on this show that I don't even respond. And she's like, I find it disturbing you didn't respond or have any comment about Tracy's sex tips, holiday edition. I was like, why should I?
So I'm like running through the sex tips last night with some friends to make sure they're like kosher.
Sure. At this point, sure.
And they're like, you're going to read these? I was like, of
no,
course.
Tracy.
No, what are you, crazy? This would be embarrassing. I'm not reading these.
Tracy's reading them.
I go, I write them. She reads them. Oh, she doesn't even look at them before I go, no.
No.
She literally gets, like, she sees that shit for the first time recording.
And you guys have no idea the abuse that I actually endure, because even if I were to say no, like, the answer is not no.
Well,
the answer is you're
like,
going to do it.
When the show started, you would, like, you've slowly, I've, like, taken your walls down. Like, I've just slowly beat you and Alan into a pulp where
yes,
you just.
I feel like we are both victims
yeah,
at this point.
You just take it. Yeah. Yeah. You would have been, like, the first season been like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And now you're just like.
I was like, I'm not saying that on this podcast. And she's like, oh, all right, what about this? Now I'm just like, I don't even respond to the text. I'm like, I know what it is.
Oh, my God.
The numbness is real.
And I'm like reading through, like, what? Can I read this? They're like, that's going to get you canceled by the Jewish community. Okay, that's going to get you canceled by the Black community. I'm just trying to include everybody.
No, we're just trying to be inclusive here on this show.
We're just trying to be inclusive.
Damn.
I don't know.
We can't win.
I was trying to, you know, and they're like, why don't you leave? I was like, can I talk about Temple? They're like, why don't you leave that sex tip out of there? And I was like, all right. I thought it was good.
Damn, that's such a good one, though. Instead of giving head, you can give temple.
Wow.
Chills.
From now on, when I ask Chips Sammy temple. If she hooked up with a guy, I'm asking if she gave temple. Sure. Did you give him that top tier temple? Really just trying to survive in a non all inclusive world, being inclusive ourselves and getting canceled in the process. Us and Matt Rife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So us and Matt Rife.
Canceled.
It's turning to be some show already.
You know how it goes.
All right. Here's what you can look forward to today on the Christmas show. So we are going to be doing a gift exchange. And when I say exchange, Alan just gives us lavish gifts.
Here's the deal. I totally forgot to send them out, forgetting that we had this and that I had so much time till Christmas, thinking, oh, I'll just get it to him for Christmas, forgetting about this fucking show because, you know, I don't have three kids at home. No help. And then Jess just, like, I don't know, casually had a newborn. And so we're pretty shitty over here. But Alan and Rachel will be getting their gifts on Christmas morning.
Like actual Santa
Like
Claus.
Honestly, like we're being more Santa than anything.
I have a real question though, Alan. Because I had, so Tracy forgot. It was fine. Merry Christmas, Grinch. Yep. But in my cart, I had the stuff to send to you.
Yeah, this is all a huge question for us.
And
where do you live?
When I, it was going to arrive for the show, but when I changed it to your address, Prime no longer exists.
It, how long take does like it a take week to get to your house. Packages, Alan?
Yes, things take, so I pay for Prime, and it takes 5 to 7 business days for something to get here.
That's,
we were like,
I don't get it. I don't get it.
What's the fucking point of Prime? So I will say, supposedly in our area, we've got a Amazon distribution center that's going to be coming. Hmm. So that might get faster in the near future, but like, that's a big might.
I literally said to Jess, well, if we order it today, it'll get there by like in 2 days, literally in time for the show. And then she was like, yeah, no, it'll get there in 5 to 7 business days. It and I was like, crazy. Why? I don't get it.
It was like, oh, delivery Friday. And I'm like,
of next week.
And then I'm like, wait a second. What's happening?
We're like, why?
So
yeah, that's how things work around here.
Damn.
Down south, the south. Weird. You really move slow in the south.
Really slow. They're like, we're going to deliver these
when
we're ready.
We fucking want to.
We deliver on our own time.
I told someone the other day, I was like, I remember in New York where I could literally be in my apartment, place an Amazon order, and it would be there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, all right, cool. I hope I get it.
Ever.
Well, we don't like those fast-paced New Yorkers. We don't like
part of
getting,
it. Oh my God.
We don't like our Amazon packages in 2 hours. We like 2 years.
The worst part to me is everyone else's Christmas present has arrived except for Rachel's stuff.
Wow.
Like everything else except for hers. And I'm like, come on.
What are we getting, Rachel? Sucks. What do we get, Rachel?
We got Rachel a lot of things, and I don't know if she can hear me. Yes, she can. The door's open, so I'm not going to say much.
Close it. Close the door.
My original plan for this year, because I'm really bad at keeping secrets, was I was going to have 25 presents and do basically an advent calendar where she got a present a day.
That's cute.
Well,
sweet.
Delivery fucked that up, so not happening.
Wow. I hope you didn't tell her that. Yeah. That'd really bum me out. From 25 presents a day to one shitty one.
Yeah. Hope she likes it.
Why does it become one shitty one? I still have the presents.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine.
So, okay. So you can't tell us what it is? I'm dying to. Can you text it to me?
I'll text you like the big present.
Okay. I just want to see the big present. Is it your big...
Oh my God,
Hammer.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm waiting until Christmas to give her that.
Oh, yes. That morning ham.
All right, so while we're waiting for Alan to text us that, we're going to be doing a gift exchange. We're going to be doing our favorite things, holiday edition. We've got Trey's sex tips. We've got home for the holidays where you're going to be hearing from some of our favorites. And we've got Nerdy Noel. We've got a full packed show. So stand tight, stand tight, stand tight this Christmas.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
ho, hold tight.
My brain is slowly fizzling out. All right.
Yeah, it's been like, what, I don't know, 4 years of this show. So
yeah.
You've got 2 cells left.
He said, I have a set. I know we're going to ruin this because she's going to be like.
Wait, she's
she
not
going
to. Yeah, she can't listen to this.
Like she's gonna be there when he's editing or something. So can I say it?
Hold on, let Rachel close the door.
She can hear us.
Can I say it even though Rachel can hear all of us out loud?
Okay. Sure.
I love that I literally said I can't say it out loud and Jess goes, can I say it out loud?
Like, somebody gonna say it out loud. So who's it gonna be?
I'm not understanding the technicalities of how this show works, so
clearly we've learned that.
All right, yes, you can say it out loud and I'll just edit this episode, I guess.
Okay, I'll whisper.
Is this one or this is the big?
This is the big.
Oh wow, okay, this is exciting.
It's a set.
Like,
I'm ruining their Christmas. I have a set of earrings that are sapphire pearl shaped studs that match her engagement ring.
Oh my God, I love
that. It's the thoughtfulness for me that they match the.
Yeah, I love a matching moment. We all know that. That sounds beautiful.
Well, we went so. With my position now, a big part of it is like I want to support local. And so for our Christmas shopping, we went out Black Friday shopping around town. And then on Saturday for Small Business Saturday, like we went again to different places and we went to a lot of like chamber members. One of them was this, you know, the shop. And like I was talking to the owners, we were looking around the store. And then I was like, hey, Rachel. Go to the car. Like
that's the most obvious thing ever. But yes, I love that. Go
but
to the car.
But then I walked out with nothing. And she was like, what the hell?
Well, you know, yeah. If I were you, I'd also be supporting small businesses because you don't have Amazon. So where else are you going to shop? Be like.
True.
Everyone thinks you're like a good guy.
Giving
meanwhile,
Southern comfort.
No other options. All right. Why don't we start off with. Let's start off with, let's start off with our favorite things holiday edition.
Yes.
You guys like that?
For sure. You don't count. You hate everything about this show. You don't count.
Okay. I'll start with my favorite things. So my favorite thing, and I think some of this, the point of doing a holiday edition is because this is like a cute stocking stuffer, maybe too expensive for a stocking stuffer, a cute gift. So my favorite thing this year is a Hugget. Does anyone know what the Hugget is?
No.
Okay. It's a knotted ball that's a pillow. And you like stick your, I'm going to describe this my way and then I'll read what the description is.
I don't know if I want to
hear
this.
It's a knotted ball. You stick your fingers inside and it like is calming and relaxing. It's like an anti-anxiety ball. So I took this thing. Denny got it for me last Christmas. Like it really does like calm you down. It's like anti-anxiety. Tracy, maybe you can explain how this thing looks better.
It literally looks like a folded, like intertwined, cushiony, puffy pillow that has been integrated into each other. Like if you cross your fingers into each other, it's like that, but pillow.
Yeah, it's essentially a stress ball. And it's like a weighted pillow. Anyway, I brought it to the hospital for labor and delivery. Mm-hmm. And I gave birth, fucking snuggled this shit. And then they moved me to the mommy and me unit. And I forgot the pillow.
Oh, no.
I sent Denny back up to get the pillow like 2 hours later. Fucking gone. Mm. Gone. Disappeared. Poof.
Wow. Someone really saw that and stole that.
Okay. I don't understand how you lose someone's pillow. Like, it's not like I left the hospital. I walked out the door and I went to the right to a new set of rooms. Like, you couldn't send my shit there?
Yeah.
I was legit so pissed.
Correct.
And I was in the hospital for a couple more days and I didn't have my Hugget. And I was very, very upset by this. And I went on their website to buy a new one and the color that I had was not there. So I messaged them on Instagram.
No way.
And I was like, guys, is there any chance this color is going to be coming back? I left my pillow in the hospital in labor and delivery and I can't find it. And they're like, oh, we'll check the warehouse and see if we have any like old ones laying around.
Yeah. What color was it?
It was tan. It was like this nude color.
Okay.
And they're sending it to me.
Aw, what a
isn't
that
so nice?
Christmas.
And guess what else? What? They're sending you one too.
Shut up.
Merry Christmas from me.
Wow. From you or from the intertwined pillow puffer?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if that's from you, but okay.
Yeah. Check out the Hugget guys by Baraby. They're awesome. Like, is that the best customer service of all time?
Yeah.
They're like, let us literally go search our shit for this color for you.
I can't even get a call back from some companies, but they're searching the warehouse through and through for you.
Oh, it's like, that is so nice. You guys made my whole day. So wow. I'm very excited
they
to get my Hugget.
They are beautiful pillows, like as like a cute little throw for your couch or your bed. Like, they're like decorative also.
They're cute,
looking.
Right?
Yeah, they're really cute. My friend Allie has one in gold and she threw it on her bed and it looked really pretty.
It's so funny when the cleaning girl comes here, she always takes it and puts it in Beetlejuice's
bed. Yeah, it does look like an oversized dog toy, though, because it's like, is this too complicated to be on a bed? Yes, but it's just so pretty.
I can't describe it. You stick your fingers in this thing and like I've never had it calms before, me so. Down. It like mellows me out. I guess it's like the same idea as like the weighted pillow.
Yeah.
The weighted blanket, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love it. So guys, check yourself out.
Yeah. I can speak from existence. There's a lot of stuff that like I stick my fingers in, it makes me feel better.
Wow. Oh boy. No, we went there. It's really early in the episode. Hug It does not
approve this message.
Hug It is gonna cancel.
My thing is called Fuck It. So
oh no.
We love that.
The Hug It also comes in three sizes. I have the medium. I love the medium. I want to try the large. I have actually bought a little one for Cecily for her room, for her bed. But she just throws it at my head. She doesn't understand how to use it. But yeah, check out Barabee, the Hug It. That is my favorite thing this Christmas.
Yeah. That looks pretty.
Thank you.
What color are they sending me?
I don't know.
I'm very excited now.
I know. Me too.
It's giving Santa.
It's supposed to be here today.
Oh. Okay. can I go?
Yes.
Okay. My favorite holiday favorites?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Corinne's Craft Shop.
Oh.
Because she makes us these crocheted penises.
Wow.
If anybody has seen our video on patreon.com, you'll know I always like sit here and cuddle with it. It is a large, I'd say 1 foot at least long, right? 12. Yeah. Is this 12 inches? Maybe 15 inch.
This is bigger than 12. I hope. I can't take this in.
Well, not girth wise, but length. With huge, massive balls, and you just kind of put it right here and cuddle it, and it fits right on your stomach to cuddle.
Does she make exclusive dicks?
She doesn't. She makes all little toys. She's made little frogs for my girls' room. Okay. They're really cute. They're like crocheted froggies. But Jess has a pink penis. I have a brown light tan penis here, and then I have a jet black penis on my bed at home.
Balls.
Yeah, and they are my favorites because I'm going to take a picture and post it on our Instagram when this episode comes out so you guys know which ones I'm talking about. We'll tag the company because she's my fave.
Cecily, since she was like 18 months,
tell the story.
Has called these her llamas.
Yep. I also call them my llamas. My llama drama.
She's always walking around with her llamas and I have to take them and hide them in case, you know, other people enter our home and judge us. Yeah, they're awesome.
Y'all for what?
Yeah.
How do we get to her craft shop? What's the Instagram?
It's Corinne's Craft Shop. I'm gonna spell it out correctly. But
does she have a website or it's all through Instagram?
I think it's on Linktree, but I don't know how to do that. But it's Corinne's Craft Shop on Linktree also. But go to Corinne on Instagram. Corinne's Crafts Shop. So it's really cute. She's a verified profile. It's like 12,000 followers, whatever. She makes all these cute little things, and she makes like giant boobs.
Giant boobs?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Look! Look! Look!
She made stuff for my kids. She makes giant boobs.
No, she does. She's made titties. Look, titties. Look, comfy little titties.
Oh, I love them.
Right? Aren't they cute?
Wait, they're actually really
cute. Yeah, little kitty boobies.
These are really good.
She makes like cute kids stuff
white
too.
White elephant
like,
gifts. Is that what you call it?
Look, she makes chicken nugget pillows.
I love
like dino nuggets. They're really cute.
Wait, I saw those the other day and I wanted one of those. Wait, yeah. I love this. These are such good white elephants.
But she crochets gifts. Everything. So it's such a cute little, yeah.
Why do they call them white elephant?
Wait, I don't know. It's like the elephant in the room.
Alan, do you know why
we're playing white elephant for Christmas with my friend's party. Really? So I'm excited.
White elephant sounds like we need to.
She makes Irish penises, which are dressed up like tiny little orange beards and green penises for St. Patrick's Day. So she makes all different kinds of stuff. It's great. You got to check them out.
I feel like
she makes angry uteruses for when you're on your period.
Give me this. Can I see this?
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. She really does it all.
She's the best. So she's made us these. I have, again, I asked her to send me a black one for
my
house.
Oh, my God. Look at these huge titties.
Yeah. They're fun. Anyway, they're like a cute gag gift, but like also like really cute. Like if you're bold enough to put them on your bed, like so cute.
Oh,
I feel like
God.
A great college gift, maybe.
Baby for
like,
Yoda as
baby
a penis.
Baby Yoda, yeah, as a penis.
So cute.
Creative. I couldn't figure out one stitch to crochet, but this woman's making like Irish penises and shit.
This
That's
is awesome.
No, yeah,
this is really cool.
So she's one of my top faves to like shop at.
Love it. Thanks for sharing your favorite thing, Trey.
Of course.
Alan, what's your favorite thing?
Well, all right. So my favorite thing is going to be more centralized to where I am, which I know isn't as helpful as y'all's.
No, it's not helpful at all.
But that's okay.
Because the rest of America shops online.
Hey,
go on.
Look, the rest of America can also go out and do this, and it works. So there are two businesses here that make like gift baskets that they send nationwide. Oh, that are,
okay. That works.
Yeah. It's like their tastes of that area. So they get things that are only local products. And wow. I think it's really cool because like there's stuff here that gets made that doesn't get made anywhere else. And so to be able to send that out is really awesome. Like we've got one place here that's a distillery. And so they only exclusively make these infusion kits for like your vodka or your bourbon that they send out only through these boxes. So that's I think my favorite thing, just because like I've gotten some in the past for Christmas that have been from other places that are like taste of wherever they're from. And so I just think it's a really cool concept for a lot of companies and businesses in general, because like I don't know, if I go visit somewhere and I really like visiting, I want to take something home that's going to remind me.
Yeah, right. For sure.
So if I like
having to, yeah. Like
if I wanted everyone to get like a taste of your community, you'd send out a package that had like guns in it and like a Bible and like, I don't know, grits. Some cornbread.
Grits. Grits are my favorite. I would love for you to
is
send me a pile
basket
of grits
that I would get from you.
That's the basket from Georgia. I don't live there anymore. Oh.
So. Damn, homie, what a disappointment.
Oh my god, I can't wait for the messages and bad examples. Like you guys stereotype. Like no shit. So
yes,
are we.
Yes, we do.
Look
so are we. Everyone thinks that we just kill people and throw them in the river in New York with wait, bricks on their feet.
Is there?
Well,
not gonna lie, driving through Secaucus to the Meadowlands, I'm always looking
not
around
Secaucus.
Like this. Wait, so Alan, is there a website for this?
Secaucus.
So the two that are here, there's the orangebandana.com and then the Bergbox.com.
Bird Box?
Oh, I've seen that movie. Oh,
Berg. Okay. Box.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Because like the Berg Box is based in Blacksburg, which is where Virginia Tech is.
Yeah,
so, like,
go
that's
Hokies!
What really inspired it. Exactly. Like they were big Hokie fans, and during COVID, when no one could come here, they were like, "All right, I want to find a way that I can share some of the stuff that we love getting together with friends to do with them now that they can't be here this year." And then after they did it the first time, their friends were like, "Oh, could you do this and this?" And they were like, "All right, I have to make a business because I can't do this for free." Mm-hmm.
True.
But no, it's really I like both of the companies. They're awesome. And they do a really good job of like just fitting stuff from around here. But like I encourage all of our listeners to go around where they are and see if they've got
yeah, always shop small because fuck the big businesses, especially Amazon, who doesn't deliver to Alan.
All right. Let's get Nerdy Noel on the phone.
Oh, I love Nerdy Noel.
His top nerd gift ideas. I like his ideas. They're usually like a little more expensive, but it's like
he's a little rich for my blood, but we love a Nerdy Noel.
Everyone looking for that big gift. This is where you listen for this. I think we have 7 total. If you want to hear the whole thing in its entirety, you can head over to patreon.com/bad examples. We're going to put the whole clip there. But I'm legit getting like half the shit on this list because I have no gift ideas. And he is so creative and unique and nerdy. It's you're going to love this. And what Noel said was this is his favorite list so far. He said it's not quite the same without me and Tracy making fun of him. But you get the idea. Enjoy a little Nerdy Noel. And I hope you like the gift ideas.
What's up, baddies? It's Nerdy Noel. Holiday 2023, I got 5, technically 6 gifts that I'm bringing to you this year that are great to get for your significant other. We're going to start with the nerdiest one of them all. This one's called Masterclass. Masterclass.com is a subscription to video series created by the smartest people in their industry so you can learn something new. So let's say you want to learn how to shoot a basketball. Great. Steph Curry has a course on that. Let's say you wanted to do something in the food space. Cool. Take a course by Gordon Ramsay. It has over 185 classes. You take them all online. It is by the best people in the industry. It's a super cool gift. You know, people are coming into the new year. They want to be their best selves. And this helps them do that right out of the gate. So even something they could start during that week before Christmas and New Year's, come out of the gate, really excited for 2024.
Remember, if you want to hear Nerdy Noel's entire list, head over to our Patreon page. okay, you're going to treat yourself this holiday season. I've had enough of you guys. You got to take care of yourself. It's December. It's the holidays. Who's got time to meal prep? Who's got time to chop, clean up? It's all nonsense. We don't want a grocery shop. It's 2023. It's going to be 2024. This is why I want you to try Factor. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You're going to save time and you're going to stay on track with a healthy lifestyle just in time for the holidays. Okay. Why do I love Factor? Ready for this life-changing shit? Factor's never frozen meals are delivered straight to your door. And here's the best part. They're ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. This is my problem with meal delivery. I want to cook. This is why Factor is great. Because in 2 minutes, think about how fast 2 minutes is. In other terms, 2 minutes can ruin your life. In these terms, 2 minutes can change your life for the better. I am telling you, baddies, try this. We're going to head over to factormeals.com/badexamples50 and use code badexamples50 to get 50% off. That's code badexamples50 at factormeals.com/badexamples50 to get 50% off. factormeals.com. No prep, no mess, 2 minutes. Think about those 2 minutes and try Factor.
So I don't know what's in what package for y'all. So like whenever you pull things out, I'll tell you who it's for, I guess.
Okay.
Do you want me on FaceTime for this?
Yeah.
Alan, I just wanted to let you know that the other day my dad went in my car to go get something from that he needed out of my car, like a document or whatever. And in my, what are those things called that in the front of where your knees go in the passenger side? What the fuck is that little holder?
Oh, yeah, your glove box?
Glove box. In my glove compartment? In my glove compartment was a book that said, Cooking with Cum or Sperm or whatever you sent me last year. My notebook that I have.
It's been in the car this whole time.
Yeah, I write in it. I write notes in it. But
cooking with cum.
What is it? What was
cooking
it called? It was
semen,
like, yeah, cooking with semen.
Cooking with cum is so much better.
But it's a fucking notebook, and on the front of it, it looks like a cookbook, and it says cooking with semen. And my dad just literally, what an amazing human to pretend like he didn't see it. And just never bring it up to me, because I went in it after to be like, oh, you forgot this, and then saw the book there and was like, well, my dad definitely saw that. And like, what a hero for pretending it wasn't there. Oh, so I just like God. To thank you for that, Ellen. So cooking with cum is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, my dad, the local hero who just pretends he doesn't see things. I love that for me.
With cum.
You're right, it is cooking with semen, but cooking with cum just really rolls off the tongue somehow.
It's so much better. All right, let's do this. This is Alan Claus. This is when Alan just buys us shit.
This segment is called We're Shitty and Forgot to Send Him Stuff in Time for the Show.
Alan is our Santa Daddy. I'm going to FaceTime him real quick.
Santa
so that
Santa Daddy.
Santa Daddy. All right, I want, yeah, he's going to kind of, I guess, tell us what everything is, which also scares me. He's not answering his FaceTime. Where did he go? Oh. Alan Daddy, I know that you sent me a ring, a cock ring.
I don't hate this song.
Literally last night, I'm like doing these sex tips and I'm like, no, I do not. I cannot believe somebody listens to the show. It's so bad.
It's so funny because you know that they're so like bad. Literally on their way to teach like a preschool and yeah. On their way. It's like Tracy sex tips. Don't forget to wrap them up with candy canes and suck it off. Like it's horrible.
Oh my gosh. Santa Daddy. What is he doing?
Literally, it's not going to top my cunt mug from last year and my cookie with cum. Notebook he sent me that I still use both of, by the way, not the cunt mug.
Gee, how thoughtful. What made you see this gift and think of me?
It's the giant C handle with the UNT for me on it. It's just phenomenal. What was yours again?
Bitch.
Oh, bitch with the B, where to hold your finger. Honestly, very creative though, where your fingers do fit perfectly in the B. Cunt
you
and
know
bitch.
When you like see a gift and you're like, oh, that made me think of you. Like, I'm being thoughtful. Yeah,
for sure. Well, I also like that I got to see you next Tuesday. It does represent me as a whole.
Not the cunt mug.
Not the cunt mug. All
right. I'm ready for this.
Okay. All right, Santa great. Daddy.
All right, I'm just going to pull shit out of the bag, okay?
All right. Oh. Bro. You're God. Not understanding what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, my God.
No.
Santa Daddy.
Santa Daddy.
So down our chimney.
So shove
tonight.
It in my chimney tonight.
The beard is in my hair. I hate this.
Oh. Why does he look like the most innocent, sweet
I'm
Santa?
Deceased. I was not ready for that.
Please get good pics. Please. All right. Alan is dressed up.
Alan is dressed head to toe, beard, hat, suit, and all as Santa Daddy.
As Santa.
And the fucking dog is licking him.
Okay, take it easy.
Wiener Schmitzel. What is that dog's name?
Alan. Unbelievable.
No words.
Happy to help.
Wow.
This may be the background of my phone, honestly. Fuck right, those kids.
Get one more.
You guys, it's going on.
I was not ready for this, Santa Daddy.
No, we were unprepared.
Wow. Okay. All right, Santa Daddy. Here we go. I'm going to start taking out gifts and you're going to...
We're
going to
be posting all these photos on Patreon.com because...
Tell me what this is. Yeah.
We need you guys to understand.
All right. First thing.
That's for you, Jess.
Okay. This is for Jess. Tell us what you're seeing.
All right.
Oh, it's a little ASMR moment.
I'm opening up the gift. Here we go. Oh, it looks like lingerie.
Oh. Oh, is it?
I fucking hate you. I hate you. It's Tracy.
Giant red underwear.
No.
A giant red bloomers.
Humongous doesn't describe these underwear.
It's giving fat bastards.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm crying. And it has black lace on it to make it sexy.
Red silk underwear.
These have to be like 8X.
Inside 8X. This is an elephantitis.
This is a medical problem.
And a stretchy waistband.
Just in case it wasn't big enough. I want a picture. Can you put them on?
Put them on, please.
You gotta.
All right.
You gotta put them.
I'm scared these are gonna fit me well.
You put these on. You got the little waist. You put these on. Come here. Asshole, Alan.
They're amazing.
Tracy's taking these home with her.
Oh yeah, I may have to use them.
Oh my God.
In
a little upset you didn't think of me, Alan.
Wow.
Well, now
there's nothing I want postpartum than these underwear. Thank you.
Anytime you need to put your big girl panties on, you've got them now.
Tracy threw them on the floor. You know what? You know, you take a shower, you just throw your clothes on the floor. They're in like a ball on the floor. All right. Thank you, Santa Daddy. Nothing
wow.
Gift.
Beautiful. It was really the black lace and red sexualness for me. Oh my God, I'm scared.
That's for Denny.
It says it's okay to have a small penis.
Look who the book is by.
Mr. Dick is small.
Dr. Dick is small.
Wow. Denny's going to really love this and feel so much better.
You know what the sick part is I keep all this stuff in like the podcast area. Like one of his friends is definitely going to see this book.
He should be writing it. He should be using it on the job.
I think I'm just going to put it in his workroom and not say
yes,
anything.
Yes, you have to. And then just ask him like if he's written in his like written down like his emotions.
Oh my God.
In his it's
way
okay to have
him
a small penis
completely
book.
Insecure. Hold on a second. Let's see this. Yes, you've read that right. We're talking about the benefits of having a small penis. Mm. For years, men have been made to feel ashamed and embarrassed by their size. But it's time to turn that stigma on its head and start celebrating the good things that come with being small. Let's explore the positive things that come with having a smaller package. With a smaller member, you can enjoy the freedom of... Wait, member. Why don't we use that word more? I really
member
like that.
Member is the most offensive thing I've ever heard.
With a smaller member, you can enjoy the freedom from performance anxiety. It's easy to conceal... And there's no need for special underwear. Wow. All right. Time to celebrate the guys that are...
Micro. Not, I won't be celebrating, but somebody should.
Celebrate their members. All right. Here comes another gift.
That is for Tracy.
I'm scared. I'm honestly scared. What does it say?
Not a dildo. Is this? I'm crying, you guys. This is a little dough packet. It's like a stress reliever, and it has a giant pickle on the front of it.
Dill dough.
Hold on.
Harness the power of the dill. Gently exercise the dill into dough, and voila, dildo. Stress relief has never been so stimulating.
Oh, okay. It smells like dill.
It smells like a pickle?
No. It smells like dill.
What's a dill?
Dill is like a... My hands are going to smell like... Dill is a Mediterranean spice.
Please, my eyes are watering. Please get your dildo away from me.
Oh my god, I gotta take a picture with this. Hold on.
Tracy, it glows in the dark.
Now you have multiple ways to go fuck yourself.
Oh, just I want you to know what it says on the packaging. Yes. This is really important. It says important. For hands only, Tracy.
Sweatshirt smells like dill.
Hands only, Tracy.
Harness the power of dill.
Alan, wow, these gifts have not disappointed this year.
It's silly and dilly. Just so you know.
Silly and dilly.
Oh, and it glows in the dark. Also, do not eat in huge fucking lettering.
Wow. All right, Santa Daddy, what is this? Two boxes. This is from you, right?
Yes, this is one for each of you.
Okay.
All right, I'm What's scared. In?
Honestly terrified. Let's see. What do we got? It is a fuck you candle. Fuck yeah.
The middle finger.
Wow, it's a middle finger candle shaped of a hand. Wow.
The part you light is coming right from the middle finger.
This is, Santa Daddy.
Wow.
This
is cool.
Oh, they smell good.
Smells unlike better than
the
dill.
Unlike the dill. Wow, these are great. I cannot wait to decorate our little space with these.
Wait, I love these, Alan.
These are so pretty, and they're pink, and they're little fuck you candles. So cute. It's giving aggressive.
Yeah,
our studio has become super aggressive. It has a cunt mug, a bitch mug from last year.
Wow.
Our heads on sticks.
And I have one more gift that is here so that everybody can see. Hold. Please.
Oh my god, the pants. Did you see his pants?
I did. I love it.
All right.
Oh, yay!
Thank god.
Incredible.
Boop, boop, boop.
Right. Boop, boopy doop.
Baddies, I've been asking Alan for quite some time for a new board for the podcast because I want to make sound effects and funny drops for you of Tracy moaning and stuff like that.
Wow, fuck you.
And Alan just gave us the biggest Christmas gift of all, which
is
a new board for 2024.
Only, yep. Wow.
For the new season.
Santa Daddy.
Wow.
Oh, God, no.
Legit. Cheers to Santa Daddy.
Cheers.
Whoa, we're getting fucking wild.
Wow.
Are you cheersing water?
No, that's vodka, that's obviously.
Hater.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking hater. Santa Daddy. Alan,
yeah. Iconic
work. We do have
work.
Something for you, but it's a picture because it's late because of Amazon, but it's coming right now. Here's your first gift.
Is it late because of Amazon or is it late because you didn't plan?
No, it's late.
Well, we didn't plan that you lived in 7 to 12 business day delivery, so that we didn't plan for. But
yeah, it's our Christianburg takes a little long to get there.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
We're very excited about it because we know... how much this belongs in your mouth.
Oh,
he's gonna love this one.
Yeah, this one is possibly my favorite.
Fantastic. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Read the book.
What's read it out loud.
Yeah. 50 ways to eat cock.
Correct.
Healthy chicken recipes with balls.
We know you love to cook, and she thinks that you are hottest when you are cooking. She told us.
That's right.
And so we thought, why not cock and balls in the kitchen twice?
Yeah, there we go.
And you love chicken.
Nothing says let's get hot and heavy
like cock and balls. Yeah, and, a little cock in your mouth. Will you display that book in your kitchen?
Looking up at us, going, "What you doing? What you doing?
Will that book? Will that book be on your countertop at all times? Like, I'm also willing to buy you a holder for the book if it's displayed.
Yeah, that's
displayed.
A great idea. We'll send that over.
We'll send that over. Also, a display holder.
Yeah, that sounds great. I will absolutely display it.
Where is Rach? We need
Rachel
for the next gift.
We need her to open her gift virtually.
Hey, Rachel. Come here,
virtual gift.
All right, Rach. This is your gift coming, but it's late. But it's coming.
It's just one of them coming. So, which also you will be. Wink, wink.
That is the gift, but let me show you. The photo is on there. Can you describe it, Alan?
Can you please describe what you are looking at?
I'm looking at an abomination.
wearable art, if you will.
It will match the underwear she got from me last year.
Wow.
If you want to go grab those.
So describe it, Trent.
Okay. It is a black thong, and it says, to-do list. And a beautiful picture of our baby boy, Alan, with a check next to it. Now, we don't want everyone to get too excited. These are just for Rachel. But
well, the problem is they're not checked off. Or they already are checked off.
Yeah.
To-do
list. Yeah, well, we like to keep up the tradition of doing, you know, we like routine here.
Which is a pair of boxers with hearts and her face.
So you're saying that she got you this last year?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, there they are. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Mr. Waters.
I would like if maybe we can get a photo
of both of you
in these exquisite fashion statements.
This is incredible.
Yes. Let us know how you feel.
I, panicked because I don't know if she was an extra small or a small.
I know. We were like, fuck it. Just send it.
So, Merry Christmas, baddies. That's
a... filthy animals over there.
Wow. Unbelievable, you guys. Why don't we jump right into the expert holiday sex tips with Trey?
Oh, okay.
Good.
Rach, why don't you stay around for this? All right, let me...
Oh, I love reading these for the first time.
No, what? No. These are your...
These are my work. All right.
All right, guys. Christmas is a time for giving and receiving. This is why you
coming
need...
Coming and going, if you will.
Trey's holiday sex tips. Expert sex tips.
Oh, good. They're in my phone. Love that for me.
Well, you wrote them, so.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. What the fuck is Yule Hog? What does that mean?
Just read it.
Yule Hog. You're going to take his penis and stick it into a chocolate Yule Hog. A treat for you and him.
Chocolate Yule Log.
Oh, Yule Log. Okay, number two sex tip. Give him some gelt and take off his belt. Then the chocolate aphrodisiac will be sure to give him a great orgasm. What is gelt? Why don't I know none of these words?
You should know gelt.
What is gelt?
It's a Jewish tradition.
Why would I know anything Jewish? He was Jewish when it was convenient.
Alan, you know what gelt is?
What is gelt?
Yeah. Gelt is a chocolate coin.
Ah. Okay. Give him some chocolate coin, gelt, and then take off his belt. The chocolate aphrodisiac will be sure to give him an orgasm.
Okay.
Krampus cosplay. Krampus is known for his punishments and long tongue. Tell your lover that you don't believe in Christmas and have him stick her tongue. Have him or her stick their tongue up your ass. Make it a holiday tradition.
Have stick your tongue up your ass. It's so wholesome when you read it.
I'm going to give Jess the best and worst Christmas gift she will ever see in her life. Would you like to see how long my actual tongue is?
All right, let's see, Krampus.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Ew. All right, I'm taking a picture of that. Go. I can't. Oh, do it again. Wow.
It's Gene Simmons' tongue, just so everyone knows. That's a real thing.
Shit.
Maids a-milking. This is for the breastfeeding moms out there. On the eighth day of Christmas, you're going to make him some homemade cookies and milk. Remember to make it a surprise and leave some for Santa. Because we love a breastfeeding fetish.
Okay. Real gross.
Real gross.
It's real gross, Trey. What a pervert.
You wrote them.
What a perv.
This one is for our lesbians because we don't want to leave anyone out. We are all inclusive on this show.
We are including everyone.
This for our lesbian couples this Christmas. While one partner is on all fours, you're going to mount your lover like a reindeer and engage in some nipple play.
That's pretty good. You're going to mount someone like a reindeer. Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's
Thank
really
you
good.
So much.
I love it. I didn't write this one at all.
Yeah. She's like, look at me and my good work. Love that.
You actually, you haven't already said on the show that you wrote them.
Yeah, all of them. And then fuck with me.
This is literally Trey's sex tips. Carry on.
Some people abstain from eating meat until the Kwanzaa feast, but not you. You're going to blow his meat cannon and give him a taste of your candied yams. Wow. There's some things you just really can't unhear.
Kwanzaa, everybody.
Do they do candied yams on Kwanzaa?
Fuck yeah, they do. Wow, yeah, candied yams.
Okay. Let it snow, a winter facial. A winter-themed facial means letting your lover finish on your face.
It's very, tis the
I'm
season.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Exactly.
Make your love under.
We need to learn how to read today. Make your love.
Make your love. Mate, well, first of all, you know what? It's my natural reaction to resisting to make love.
Make your love.
Make love under the soft glow of the menorah. Be careful when you're blowing him not to blow out one of the candles.
That's right.
All the jingle ladies, if you're flying solo this year, don't forget to treat yourself. Borrow a carrot from Frosty and masturbate until you're screaming thumpity thump thump.
Thumpity thump thump. Thumpity thump thump.
Look at that dildo go. Okay, this is, I tried this. Find an NBJ, or a nice Jewish boy, and get his heart racing faster than it was on his bat mitzvah. I think it's bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah day. Instead of a one-night stand, give him 8 crazy stands. 8 crazy nights. Okay, you holiday homos, we haven't forgotten. We haven't forgot about you. Stick it in your ass. It actually says, stick your ass in a wreath and wait for him in bed. The smell of gingerbread and glutes will be sure to make a Yuletide gay. Here are bad examples. We like to include everyone.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, there's only one way to end the show from here, and we're calling this segment Home for the Holidays. It is the opposite of that. This is
all
supposed
the
to make you,
you
feel
never wanted
warm
to hear from again
and fuzzy. We're going to play some holiday messages from our favorite people that you guys know and that you guys love and that we know and that we love on the show.
Hello, all you baddies. I just wanted to wish you a happy and healthy and merry Christmas from Tracy's mom.
Wow. The original baddie.
being fully dressed, glam. Full glam,
eight in the morning,
a cutout in her sweater, in her holiday sweater,
fresh blowout,
unbelievable,
looking gorge, 8 a.m. We were like, "Why are you so pretty? It's so early.
It's but too early." From this is Tracy's mom.
From
She's
Tracy's
so cute.
Mom. It was so sweet.
See, that's short
She's
and
the
sweet.
Cutest.
I tried telling Joanne short and sweet, but I got.
Can't wait. Okay, guys. Here's a favorite, a fan favorite.
Hey guys, it's Sammy. Happy, happy Hanukkah to all my fellow chosen ones. If you have any nice Jewish boys you want to send my way, please do. Love you all.
That is from my little Hora from the Torah, Sammy Max, my little bestie.
Sammy, we love you. We miss you.
Hey, baddies. This is Jesse's mom, Joanne, sometimes known as Jo Mama or Nona.
No one's called you Jo Mama ever.
To wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or any other holiday you may celebrate.
She's so cute.
I hope the next year brings each and every one of you health, happiness, and lots of love. Thanks for being so supportive of the show, of Tracy, and of Jesse. Love you.
Aw, Jesse.
Jesse.
I love her so
she
much.
She said, she's also so... known as Jo Mama. Literally, no.
I'm dead. Do people call her that?
No.
Really? I feel like I may. Jo Mama. I think I'm gonna from now on.
We also have a very special voice message that I'm going to play here, and then I will send to Alan so he can hear live.
Okay.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas, baby. I love y'all so much. We won a contest, so Thomas and Lacey will be flying home for Christmas. Surprise! We will have all our babies here with us this Christmas.
Is that Alan's mom?
Yes!
Shut up!
Oh my god. I cannot believe y'all went and got my mother to record something.
My babies.
I would literally set that woman's voice as my fucking ringtone.
Same. It's so soothing.
She is the most soothing. I would call her all day long.
We won a contest, Alan.
Oh my god, it's so cute. I can't even stand it.
Alan, you failed to mention your mom had the thickest accent I've ever heard.
The cutest person alive.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She's so sweet.
We make fun of the South all the time, and he was harboring this information of he owning the cutest mother.
Dude, she's so cute.
With the biggest Southern accent.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your favorite hat.
Hi, baddies. It's Patricia Marie, Tan Mom, and I'm just here to wish you the best holiday season. Ring it in with all the cheer. I just want you to be happy, healthy, and having the best time. So smoke on those pens or whatever you're doing and get that mistletoe rocking around the world. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. And I can't wait to meet you one day.
Merry Christmas from the long lost Sabotage Sally.
Okay, so before we end the show, we have one more little surprise. We talked to some of the kids today, and we've got Skylar, and we just wanted to hear some of her thoughts on the holidays. So we're really excited to share this with you.
Okay, Skylar, what do you want for Christmas?
A Stanley cup. Yeah. Maybe varsity jacket.
Oh, you want a varsity jacket? I know you want that. Yeah.
And a hoverboard.
And a hoverboard?
A hoverboard.
Oh my god, those are back. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Are they a thing? You know this?
Yeah, the last thing I heard about hoverboards were like they were exploding while they were charging. And I'm like, how are these still being sold?
Have you Googled it? They're probably so expensive.
No, but she wants one. And I'm like, well, can I like give them a joint gift? Because like I don't need two hoverboards floating around my house. Like, can I just have them both play?
Where does a 9-year-old go with a hoverboard?
I don't know, playing on it outside. I just think they're so dangerous. Like, it is the worst possible scenario. It's not even worse than a skateboard.
Can we? All right. So she wants the Stanley Cup.
She wants a Stanley Cup because every kid in school has a Stanley. And like, so everyone needs a Stanley. So she wants that. And she wants like this like Letterman varsity jacket. Like,
I love
leather
that.
Sleeves, blah, blah, blah. So I found one that has one with the letter S on it.
Oh, love
that. I know. So I was like, perfect. And then I'm back and forth about a hoverboard because I'm just truly nervous yeah. that they're going to break their arms. Like, I can barely use one and they make me so scared. So I'm like, maybe I'll get one and let them all play, like,
that's
very
a good
little.
Idea. Yeah.
I'm very nervous about bringing that into my house.
Can we listen to the difference between a couple of years, the difference?
The
okay.
difference between children at different ages is wild. Like, I can't wait to hear what Cecily said.
Cecily, what do you want for Christmas from Santa?
An elephant and a new doggy and ostrich with a new doctor pet and doctor stuff and squishies and a little elephant.
Okay. Wow. So squishies, a little elephant, a doctor stuff.
An ostrich and a puppy with his bone and a carriage.
An ostrich? How do you know what an ostrich is? Where'd you see an ostrich?
In the book.
No. In the book? Like, what an idiot. That's how you learn things, Mom, in the books.
So she wants an ostrich, a puppy with a cage, a doctor set, a squishies, stuffed animals. Like, we don't have a fucking million stuffed animals.
Yeah, my daughter also asked for Squishmallows.
Squishmallows, yes.
She wants a giant squishmallow.
Oh, my God. She loves squishmallows, too.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. I love squishmallows. Have you ever slept with one of those motherfuckers?
No, but I've definitely they're been calling great. Them squishmallows now that
oh,
I...
Oh, they're squishmallows. like marshmallows. I'm pretty, like, almost positive
about that.
Oh, my God.
I definitely call them squishmallows.
All right.
That's not what they're called. That's no. great. Great.
Then I continued to ask Skylar who she thought was on the naughty list and the nice list. So... I'm sure everyone here can guess what the answer was, but
who do you think of our kids are on the nice and naughty list?
I think I'm on the nice list. Jaden's on the naughty list for sure.
It is the gumption of for sure.
And
for sure.
Julian,
he switches back and
yeah.
forth. Yeah. Okay.
I'll see you. Yeah,
the accuracy for
like,
me.
Well, I'm clearly
how
on the
well
nice
she
list.
Knows.
Jaden's obviously on the naughty list, and then Julian, he has his moments.
And like she said, like she knows she's nice. Like it's not even like I'm nice. LOL. It's like
no,
I'm
like,
nice.
I hope I'm on the nice
yeah, yeah.
List.
No,
no, it's
I'm
like, bitch, I'm nice,
yeah.
and I am. On the-
yeah, no,
it was the authority.
I worked hard to be on that shit.
Yeah, I'm very, very sure of that.
I mean, is she the sweetest? She's just firstborns or something else. They're just
yeah.
special.
Being a firstborn, I agree.
Like, she's just special.
Yeah. Then Jess said she wanted to know what my child's favorite Christmas tradition was. Now, I didn't know where this was going to go.
What is your top two favorite Christmas traditions that we do?
Maybe we wake up and we have to all wait for each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The fact that I make everybody wait for each other before uh-huh. we walk down the stairs. Okay.
That this child eat, like, that's not, it's not even a tradition that a child should recognize.
It's not even a notable tradition.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's just something we do
yeah.
that they pick up on that is not like, oh, every year we do this or every year we do. So every year I wake the kids up. I'm like, Santa came. We have to go wake up your uncles and your grandparents. So we go wake all the grown-ups up. And the kids sit at the top of these stairs, not sneaking down, not looking around the corner, sit and wait for four adults to get ready and come downstairs. And then they all run together to the Christmas tree, admire what's there, take it in, and then help each other find whose gifts. It is the wildest thing to watch. Like last year, they literally both of Skylar and Jaden took Julian's hand and were like, Julian, this one's for you. And like, they didn't even acknowledge their gifts until Julian got his.
It's unbelievable. I can't get over her answer.
Yeah. And her
it's
other one,
answer.
She said, she loves opening Christmas morning with me. Like, those are the only thing. That's what Christmas is.
That's what Christmas
like,
is.
Like, low-key traditions that you don't realize you're teaching your kids that they're picking up on.
Yeah.
And then, like, the stuff that matters, like, just being together on Christmas morning. Like,
yeah,
I can't believe those were her answers. I really, really thought she was going to be like, oh, the Polar Express train.
Yeah.
And then like getting gifts.
Getting presents.
Obvious things. Like,
no, that was the sweetest. That literally melted my insides when she said that.
And her like soft little voice. It was like waiting for each other to do it together. It was like was such like, a bond family.
She didn't even think about it.
And like proud parent moment. Amazing. I'm going to take it in and hold on to that. Like Treyway parenting.
Keep that forever. It was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
I know. Just made me capture a moment this morning that I didn't even realize I needed.
Yeah.
It was really special. So cute.
I love that kid.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to attempt to get Jaden's and send them to you that we can add them. I cannot imagine the drastic difference between these two answers, but I'm excited because she is my firecracker. Honestly, I feel like life would be boring without Jaden. It would just be so boring without her because my cookie, my Skylar, she's just so sweet and so nice and does what she's supposed to do. Like, you got to give a little spice in life. And that's why God sent Dominica and Jaden, because she's already fucking with Jess all day. Night. They didn't sleep until 6 a.m. last night.
Yeah, I know.
Love that for her.
She said, oh, I'm a Scorpio, huh?
Yeah, you were going to wait till the last day? We'll see. It's giving, if Dominica was a pie chart or a flow chart, it would be the more you fuck around, the more you find out chart.
Yeah. Oh, and she just looks so pissed to be here. It's just,
my God. I said this on the other episode, but if anybody missed it, I was like, Jess sent me a video of her in the NICU, all bandaged up and stuff, and her eyes were rolling. She was like, bitch, this is not Paris. And I will hold that. I will say this to her for her whole life. I'll be like, remember when you woke up and realized it wasn't Paris and you hated it here?
You hated it here.
I honestly do. I get it. I'm like, you know what? If I woke up today as a baby, I'd be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. No, yeah. She just looked real pissed at everything. And I was like, girl, I get it.
You look over, you see your mom and dad, and you're like, God damn it. They have to wipe the shit off my ass now.
It was just like the moment of just like, she definitely lived like a whole life before, and she's like, oh, I can't wait for my next life. I'm coming back. I'm gonna be in Paris. I'm gonna be living the glam life, and it's like New Jersey. North Jersey. That's where you put me.
North Jersey.
It was just disappointment a month early.
Oh my God, can you imagine being in the womb? It's like,
it must be
all your needs are met exactly how you want, and then all of a sudden you're ripped from that world. You're just put in this bright light
in
and
New
it's
Jersey.
Just horrible. Yeah, fucking
in overhead fluorescent lighting in New Jersey.
Yeah, Bobo looks like fucking King Kong leaning over you. It's a disaster.
She is the size of my hand. I can't even believe it. I just held her and I was just
tiny.
Like, Jesus, she's so little.
She's like, great, and Aunt Tracy.
And she's like, and this woman who literally has just got here and won't put me down. Like, great.
Oh God, it's gonna be such a special Christmas with everyone home. It's so great.
It is. It's gonna be amazing. I told her this. I was like, she's like, we're not ready. We're not ready. I'm like, bro, you were gonna stress so hard at Christmas time to be in a hospital. Now you get to be home.
It's true.
For a month and get used to being home. And spend like this quiet, cozy Christmas together.
Me and Den aren't sleeping, and I'm just like, I can't believe she's here. She's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first time I'm gonna have like a full family Christmas.
Wow.
Since obviously Corey's not there, but like since before 2016.
That's nice.
That's crazy.
I'm glad your mom won that contest. What contest was
this? Yeah, what was the contest entailing?
You just asked no input, any questions, anything. So, yeah, that's
like, it's Southern. Contests sound like they're Southern. They just sound like that would be.
I called the radio station.
Well, very similar, actually. So the TV station there and the Chamber of Commerce was doing a bring soldiers home for the holidays, and mm-hmm. People submitted
awesome.
Different things. There were 5 winners. So Thomas is they're paying for his flight home entirely, and then my mom and dad have to pay for his wife to come home. But yeah, so
your parents are so awesome. Your mom's
awesome,
so sweet. I still can't get over her sweet little angel voice.
It is the most angelic thing
what
I've
an
ever
angel
heard,
woman
yeah.
How did she give birth to you? No offense.
I love a no offense.
A good no offense.
A good no offense really hits different.
Thanks everyone for coming to our last show ever.
Yay! Alan's never picking up our phone call again.
Baddies, I am so excited for 2024 because
I have a very good feeling about 2024. I don't know what it is.
We've got so much in store for you guys. 2024 is going to be so much fun. We're going to have so much planned for you. We're going to have our new boards with the sound effects. Mm-hmm. We're really going to focus on Patreon in 2024. All of our pictures from today are going to go on Patreon. And if you don't know how to get there, you go to patreon.com/bad examples. And yeah, follow us there. We're going to be putting a lot more content on there in the new year, starting now. And baddies, we hope you have a safe holiday. We're going to be taking a little time off, not that long. But like I said, check in with us on Patreon and we'll definitely try to check in with you guys and let you know what's going on and give you some fun episodes in the new year. We're excited.
We love you. Have the best Christmas. Have the best Hanukkah. Have the best Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa to all.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys Tracy's sex tips this holiday. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know if you guys try them. I'm very interested to never try them. How they work.
All of our holiday homos stick their ass in a wreath this holiday season. Merry Christmas, y'all. We love you.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
I said I wasn't gonna do it. Why am I doing it? It's a Christmas show. It's a Christmas show. Santa is coming. Tracy is too. Is it from a rando or a new boo? Santa fitting in a chimney? We don't know. Trace tits fitting her bra. True miracle. It's a Christmas show. It's a Christmas show. Hey. Baddie daddy. Daddy Santa. End the show. Don't pick this up for 20 foul. Please. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. End the show. It's the Christmas show. It's the Christmas show. Hey. See you next year, baddies. Maybe. Da-da-da.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.